Welcome to North Star Church. At North Star, our desire is to lead people to follow Jesus Christ and not simply go to church, but to be the church. The following message is by Jeff Noble, lead pastor and teacher at our Blacksburg, Virginia campus. You can find more information about North Star, including recent podcasts, news, upcoming events, and so much more at northstarfamily.org. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
Well, welcome back. It is so good that it did not snow. It is one of those crazy things. If you've lived here in the New River Valley for very long at all, you know that it seems like winter weekend storm systems are the norm instead of the exception. And if there's going to be a big snow, it always seems to happen on Saturday or Sunday. And we haven't yet figured out exactly what that means other than our worship team needs a break, and God knows that. And so we are really thankful for the last couple of weeks. We're thankful for technology and for Slankets. We're thankful that we get to be together this evening. And this is one of my favorite Sundays of the year. It is our annual State of the Church Sunday. And I honestly feel like I was just doing this just a couple of weeks ago. It seems so strange. And we know how 2020 was in so many different regards, but I feel like we were just doing State of the Church 2020, and along with every other church in the nation or world, perhaps, we were talking about a 2020 vision, and we were talking about all these things that God has given us and what we are looking forward to, and it's phenomenal that here we are at 2021, and I feel like it's like a reboot in some ways. The interesting thing, if you're new to North Star over the course of this past year, State of the Church gives us an opportunity to look back at how God has been working in our faith family and to look forward to where we feel like He is calling us to be. And this is a unique point in our history as a church family. And so we are so thankful that you're here with us this evening. If you're joining us on live stream, thank you for being a part of our live stream tonight. If you're visiting for the first time tonight, I always tell first-time guests, if I have a chance of meeting them this night, this is a great evening to be here. This gives you an inside peek at some of the DNA of our church family. It helps you understand who we see ourselves to be as a unique fellowship of Christ here in the New River Valley. So back in 2009, there was a simple phrase that we saw on a t-shirt in Outreach Magazine, and the phrase was, be the church, and it gave us all kind of like little spiritual yummies. We were like, that is good, be the church, and so we took be the church, we stole it, and we've kind of made it our own over the past 18 years. It has been amazing for us as a church family. North Star was founded in January of 2003, and so as a faith family, we've been trying to communicate from Ephesians chapter 4, where Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and he says, God raises up leaders in the church to equip the saints for works of service. That's the kind of church we see ourselves to be. We want to take Paul's admonition seriously. Is that as a pastor and as staff and as elders in our church family, we see our primary role of equipping you, God's people, to do the work of the ministry. That it's not supposed to rest on our shoulders alone, that together we enter forward as the body of Christ to make disciples of all nations. And so we've been doing that for 18 years together. And the most amazing thing is last year, as we moved into State of the Church 2020, I wanted to kind of show you what I put up on the slide as our distinctives in 2020. And so last year we said we wanted to grow deeper in spiritual maturity, that we wanted to embrace ministry and not just activity, that we wanted to embrace humility and not facility. And we meant by that, we knew that last year, this past year, has been a year of construction of our brand new church building. And so we wanted to remind ourselves that it's not about having a facility, not about having a building, but we wanted to be humble and continue to embrace ministry and focus on making disciples. Gospeling was big last January. We wanted to train our church members how to tell your stories and how to share with other people how you came to faith in Christ so that they might have an idea of what it means for them also to come to faith in Christ. And last year we talked about the power of again. And then finally and fully, last January, we reminded ourselves that it is all about pleasing God through faith in Christ Jesus. That everything we do as a church family, we come before Christ Jesus. And as Tanner was sharing earlier about the song that we sang about Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, I would echo what he says. And I think that we would all reflect that in our characters as well, as we feel this tug of our sin nature and our selfishness to wander from God. We feel this. If we're not intent, if we're not focused on our love relationship with Jesus, we will slide into selfishness and we will slide into distraction and discouragement and all kinds of other isms, and we will find ourselves far from God. And it is so important for us as a church family to remember that being the church is not just some kind of clever slogan, but being the church means being in a love relationship with the God of the church who gave himself for us on a cross. And so this evening, I wanted to kind of share with you a little bit of what I said last year at this time, and then we're going to fast forward and look at what God has done last year and then move into where we see our future being. We're going to be camping out, and if you want to turn and hold your place there in Hebrews chapter 12, just hold your place there in verse 1, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But last year at State of the Church 2020, I said this: while other companies and organizations and ministries have begun this year building on a 2020 vision, I think it's important for North Star to simply focus on pleasing God. Our culture is reaping what we have sown into it with thoughtless pursuit of image, status, health, and wealth. And apart from God, all these things are silent soul killers. We are more anxious, lonely, depressed, partisan, angry than we ever thought we'd be. The very things that promise us connection, satisfaction, energy, comfort, and long life have betrayed us. We have sown to our flesh, and we have reaped death as a result. Little did we know in January 2020 what last year would hold for not just our nation, but for our world. And not just with a pandemic, but with partisanship and politics and cultural turmoil and eruption of obvious incidents of racism and violence and protests and rioting and fractious developments across the nation and inside our churches as well. We had no idea where we would be sitting in January 2021, with most of us behind masks, wondering when the pandemic would be over. The Church of Jesus has always embraced challenges. The Church of Jesus has always run into risk, then run from risk. The Church of Jesus has always laid down its life for its neighbors. The Church of Jesus has always expended itself so that others might have life. 2020 taught us a lot about who we are, and it taught us a lot about who we aren't. 2020 taught us a lot about how soft we've become as Western American Christians. And it revealed just how close fearfulness lay below the surface of all of our psyches. It's challenged us in all kinds of ways. But this past year, I was proud of this church family. I was intensely proud of individuals and small groups, our staff, our leadership, you as members, as we found new ways to be the church and realize that being the church mattered more than ever in the middle of when we couldn't come together as the church. One of the things that happened in 2020 that never happened for this church before, some of you have come from other churches, but we'd never done a live stream. And without calling out individual names, but I will, Ezra Richards was a hero, and he stepped up, and we had our very first live stream at our ministry center on the very Sunday that we were told we could no longer meet in Blacksburg Middle School. And we were ready to go, and we have not missed a beat with live streams since then. And many of you are watching tonight on live streams, and we've upgraded cameras and upgraded systems and all kinds of things, and you've realized that you need a better-looking pastor. But aside from that, we have been grateful to be the church over the airwaves in ways that we never dreamed of. And then in May, we were able to come back together. And when we came back together, even that looked differently because we couldn't meet at the middle school. And we looked around, where can you meet in the New River Valley on Sunday mornings? And we were coming up empty. But as we came back together, things looked a lot different. One of the worst things that happened in 2020 when we came back together is just the absence of Carolee Donuts. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And so we can't say enough about this faith family, Grace Life Baptist Church, who offered their facility to us to meet on Sunday evenings. And so Tim Hyatt, who is the pastor here, Jonathan Couch, and the rest of their staff have bent over backwards to make sure that we are comfortable and that we feel welcome in their place. And so I think it's appropriate even tonight again to thank the Lord for blessing Grace Life in a way that has allowed them to bless us. So can we thank the Lord just with a time of applause for Grace Life Baptist Church? So many of you know that sometime over this past summer, we came in on a Sunday evening, and our worship team usually gets here about 2 o'clock or so to begin setting up and prepping and practicing and getting things ready. But we came in, and they're not up there this evening, but there were banners that had our logo and our phrase on either side of the stage. And we were like, who printed those off? Who on staff or in leadership had those made? And we were coming up empty, and so we texted Jonathan, who's on staff here at Grace Life, and said, where'd those banners come from? And he says, we had them made for you. Another indication of just how amazing this faith family has been to share their facility and share their blessings with us, and we are so grateful. And so as we moved into things, it was an amazing season of ministry for us. We were grateful for something else that God had put on the heart of an individual, but if you've not seen any of The Chosen, Dallas Jenkins is the producer of that series that focuses on the life of Jesus, and those 8 episodes were released at the perfect time for our small groups to embrace going through The Chosen together in the middle of a pandemic, and there was nothing better for our faith family in 2020 than to focus simply on the life of Jesus and talk about how the life of Jesus was being creatively displayed through the Chosen miniseries. If you've not seen that yet, we encourage you to go and begin watching it. But we began to plunge ahead this past year, navigating all of these new realities, figuring things out as we go. We studied Galatians together. We studied Jonah. You as a church family blessed me by allowing me to be on sabbatical this past summer, which was an amazing time to get to be on sabbatical. Our staff would not agree with that, but it was for me. And I came back and was able to preach a few messages about some gleanings that I received during the course of sabbatical. But along the way this past year, in the middle of a pandemic, let me show you what God has done historically with baptisms in our church family. And so even this past year, in the middle of a pandemic, we celebrated 11 different baptisms. And we were so thankful to be able to baptize 11 people in 2020 in the middle of a pandemic. And then we don't talk about it a lot, but we planted a campus in Pulaski, Virginia, about 7 years ago. And North Star Church Pulaski this past year saw unprecedented growth and opportunity in the middle of a pandemic. And you can see some of the numbers there and some of the things that God has been doing in them. But before the pandemic hit, they were averaging 125 in attendance at North Star Pulaski. And Dave Ferris, who's their campus pastor, had spent a lot of time in prayer, and they restructured. And then in the fall, they launched 7 micro churches, and those micro churches are now averaging 90. And so it has been amazing to see how God has been working through our campus over in Pulaski. And then in the middle of a pandemic, your giving never missed a beat. We saw our attendance rapidly decline, and yet we didn't see our giving decline as precipitously as our attendance. And so you can see our giving there historically, but this past year, you guys were able to give faithfully to the Lord to the tune of $638,000. That is only about $50,000 off of 2019. But the great news is we finished the year in the black, and that's through your faithfulness, through your consistency, through your generosity, and through your obedience. And then in December, you know that we always take up a holiday missions offering. And so you've probably already seen the result of that, but even in December, on top of your regular offerings, on top of everything else that you were giving, you gave another $5,000 that we were able to give away to ministries and agencies that we support throughout the year to help bless them during the Christmas holidays. And then we would be remiss if we didn't celebrate what God has done through you through our Measurably More Rooted campaign. We were about just 4 or 5 weeks away from getting to move into our new church home. But this has been a journey of 8 or 9 years at least. But this past year, it has been amazing. We had a $6.5 million goal when we began. And as a result of your giving at the end of last year, we'd received over $4.4 million towards this goal. That is something indeed to celebrate. God is so good. He is so good. In comparison, let me kind of show you a little bit about the historical giving for this. Through 2015, we have been receiving offerings, preparing to buy land, preparing to get things ready. And so through 2015, we'd received $1.2 million. And you can see how much money we've taken in progressively. But last year, again, in a time that was down, in a time that was uncertain, in a time that was crazy, God, through you, raised an additional $531,000. It is amazing what God has done through this Faith family. It is really remarkable. When you think about that, and then you realize that you gave $638,000 in regular offering, you gave another $531,000 towards this building, we can't just say, but thank you, Lord, and thank you for your faithfulness, and thank you for your generosity. And so where are we tonight in February 2021? Where would we say that we are? And so there are 3 things I've been putting on our staff meeting agenda since the first Tuesday in January. I've shared this with our leadership board as well. But in 2021, as we look ahead, it would be new days, new ways, and faithful gaze. And I know that is as cheesy as all get out. But that's what pastors do, all right? At least it's not alliteration that much. But what I mean by new days is these will be new days for North Star Church. In just a few short weeks, we'll be moving into a facility. And even though we have stolen our motto from a T-shirt, we really mean it when we say be the church. It will be more difficult for us to be the church when we have a permanent church facility, because it will be tempting for us to be building-centric. We must always, always, always remember in the middle of these new days that even though we have this amazing new tool in our tool belt, that we are called to be the church out there. That it will not be about our gatherings, it will not be about how many people are in attendance, but it will always be about how you, as a member of North Star, are living your life in love with Jesus Christ 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How are you reflecting your love for Christ in your context? How are you being His church? It will be new days for us. There will be new ways for us. We will learn how to do things in new ways. We'll have an opportunity to have not just Sunday morning services, but Tuesday night services or Wednesday night services or small groups meet in the building or organizations from the community come and use our facility. There will be all kinds of opportunities for us to use this new tool in new ways. And we are so excited. The sky's the limit for what God dreams up to use you to do for His glory, but these will be new ways. But faithful gaze is really focused completely on Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. And I know that says 1 through 12, and you can read that. I meant to put 1 through 2, but go ahead and read 1 through 12. It'll be beneficial for you. But in Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, Scripture says this: Therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every hindrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith. For the joy that lay before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It will be so important, as we've reminded you in 2020 and 2019 and 2018, and as we have consistently reminded each other, it will be so important for us to keep our eyes on Jesus. He is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. And there will be things that hinder us, and there will be things that entangle us. And being the church means being able to speak the word of truth graciously and kindly and respectfully to one another, but to keep us on task and to keep us on focus of making disciples of all nations and enjoying our love relationship with Jesus Christ. And so there are three focus points that's just basically functions of every single New Testament church that comes out of this. So we have new days, new ways, faithful gaze, but we'll be focusing that on discipleship, evangelism, and fellowship. Discipleship, evangelism, and fellowship. It's what we do as the people of Jesus Christ. And some of you don't like this state of the church type of moment, but some of you do. Some of you would rather say, just take a passage of Scripture and expound that passage of Scripture and preach. But folks, it is so important for us as God's people to occasionally, once or twice a year, to take a deep breath and to say, we know a lot of Scripture, but what are we doing about what we know? How are we applying what we know? And how are we going to make sure that we keep our eyes and each other fixed on Jesus, the author, the pioneer, the perfecter of our faith? It's like a family talk. And for those of you who are watching and are not members, and those of you who are here as guests, I'm so glad that you're here this evening, because it's so important for you to understand that membership in this church is meaningful. It means something. You don't join this church just to have your name on a roll. You don't join this church for business contacts. You don't join this church for influential connections or to build up your LinkedIn. You join this church, first of all, out of a love for Jesus, and membership is commanded in the New Testament. And secondly, you join this church to accomplish God's mission on earth, which is to make disciples of all nations and to encourage one another. And we do that by keeping our eyes on Jesus and the functions of the church. Discipleship, evangelism, and fellowship are absolutely essential to who we are as a church. In 2019, in January, at that State of the Church, I introduced what we now call the Discipleship Initiative. And I told our members in 2019 that I wanted every single member, and it feels really formal when I'm hammering my hand like that, you know? I wanted every member of North Star to go through these 6 weeks in a group of three or four and to learn what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. And by the end of 2019, we had taken over 200 church members through discipleship initiative so that we all spoke the same discipleship language, that we all understood the foundations of following Jesus together. And we were ready to open that up and roll that out last year in 2020 and make 2020 a year all about discipleship. And then March hit and the pandemic hit and things went haywire and things went off the rails. And we're sorry to say, both as a pastor and as leaders, we're sorry to say that we just got distracted. We were doing everything we could just to have church. And we are so thankful for our small group leaders who kept things between the guardrails and led us through the Chosen series and agreed to keep leading through the summer in a time that they would normally be off. Discipleship happened last year, but it didn't happen church-wide, and we lost ground in some ways. But 2021, you need to hear me say tonight that making disciples is who we are. It's our foundation. And I don't want to say, we're back, but we're going to be intent and intentional about making disciples of Jesus and about discipleship. One of the things to that end is that there's this graph up on the screen, and I'm going to just walk you through it. I drew it up on the chalkboard for our staff a couple of weeks ago, but our context for making disciples, the world, when we say make disciples of all nations, it just seems like, ooh, that's too big of a task for us. How do you make disciples of all nations? Well, you got to boil it down to your people group, the people that you see all the time, and that's what that means, all those people walking back and forth. But really, it boils down to a conversation at Panera or at Starbucks or wherever you can have a conversation these days. It boils down to one-on-one with someone and telling them how much Jesus Christ has meant to you. But there's this funnel. And so the funnel is, how do you get people from a crowd and from a conversation, and how do they become a disciple? Well, here at North Star, one of the things that we do is we just do evangelism. We're telling people about Jesus Christ. And when someone makes a decision to follow Jesus Christ, the very first thing that we want to encourage them to do, obviously, is to be baptized. But then we want to encourage them to join the church. And we have something that we call Discovering North Star, which, shameless commercial, this Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., our membership group. And that's what DN is Discovering North Star. It's the entry point into the funnel, which the end of the funnel is making disciples of Jesus. And so the funnel itself, it represents discipleship initiative. There's four primary things that we communicate through our discipleship initiative. One of them is the importance and the foundation of you having an intimate love relationship with Jesus Christ. It is all about Jesus. He loves you so very much, and he wants you to enjoy a love relationship with him. He wants you to experience joy and peace. He wants you to experience purpose. He wants you to know confidence in your relationship with his Father. Intimacy with God is foundational in a discipleship experience. The second thing that we want to teach in our discipleship initiative is humility. Even as we've been studying in Philippians, humility has been the key theme. And so it is so important to follow God on His terms and not on your terms, to recognize who you are and whose you are, to know your place before Him. Third concept is the importance of obedience. Is you can't say, I'm going to follow Jesus, I'm going to be a Christian, and then continue living the life the way that you want to live your own life, disregarding Scripture's teachings, disregarding Scripture's values. You have to begin to adjust your life in obedience to Scripture. And the fourth thing is God brings influence. God brings influence for you as an individual. He brings influence for us as churches, which as we spit out the other end of the funnel, and I don't know if we can say spit out as some kind of a visionary type of phrase, but as you're spit out, you learn to be the church. And so we want to introduce people into a love relationship with Jesus Christ through evangelism. We want to disciple them. They want them to be the church, and then they're returned into more conversations and into more context and going into making disciples of the nations. For those of you who are here tonight and you're saying, I want to be discipled, well, we believe in this so significantly that Matt Simpson, who led us with communion earlier, we are demoting him and taking away his gap role. He has been our gap minister for 6 years or so. Five? And so we are taking away his gap responsibilities. One of the great things is he has developed a gap council that has been leading our gap ministry incredibly effectively. So it will be led by a team in gap, but Matt Simpson will become our new discipleship minister. And we're placing Matt over our entire discipleship ministry of North Star to bless you, to bless our body, to help us make disciples, to help us make sure that we're intentional. And he's already developed a team of people to help him accomplish that. Now, if you're here tonight and you're saying, I want to be discipled, I want to go through the discipleship initiative, I want to meet with someone and be encouraged and grow in Christ, then your very first step would be to go to don'tgo.be/discipleship and just go there, fill out that interest form, and he will respond to you and get you in the pipeline of discipleship for our church. If you're already involved in a small group, it may mean that you won't be able to do both things at the same time, but folks, our small groups, in fact, there's a graphic up there, but our small groups this past year, that is how we're organized to do church. And discipleship happens in our small groups as well. We are so thankful for our small group leaders. They have been amazing for our church family. So let me wrap up with some remaining thoughts tonight of something that you've heard before and you'll hear it time and time again. But as we think about who we are, where we're going, in just a few short weeks, we'll be moving into our very first ministry home. That's why our member meeting next Sunday night will be significantly important for all of our members, because we're going to begin training you how to be the church when we have a church, how to welcome, how to follow up, how to be ready to receive all of the families and the students and others who are going to want to come and check things out just because we have something that's new and shiny. But what we want them to discover when they arrive is we want them to discover you, the Church of Jesus, eager and ready to receive them, build friendships, have them into your homes, and encourage them into a love relationship with Jesus. Folks, this is momentous days for this church. 2021 will be a defining year for our church family. And for whatever strange reason it is other churches don't have a catalyst to get people back to church. As the pandemic begins to wane and people begin to drift back who haven't been in church since last March, for whatever reason, our timeline, God has blessed North Star with a brand new church facility that will draw people in just out of sheer curiosity and because of FOMO. They want to be there to see these early days. And these will be strategic days for our church family. And so you've heard us say over and over and over again, don't go to church, be the church. We think you know what that means. We mean don't just go to church, but be the church, be His church. But let me take away be the church just for a moment, and let me put a question mark on the end of this. And let me just speak to where we are in these days. The pandemic has changed how we see life and how we see one another and how we see people groups. And even tonight, we know that as many of you as there are here, thank you for being here. There's more watching on our live stream. And in a normal year, we would have twice as many people in this room, if not more, than we would right now. There are people in our church family who haven't been to church since last March. And that's just not North Star. That's across our nation and across our world. Gallup did a survey in the summer that said 35 to 40% of church members have not yet returned to church and don't see themselves returning to church anytime soon. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25 speaks applicably to this season that we find ourselves in. It says, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Now, I need you to hear me tonight saying that if you're watching on live stream, or if this is your first time back, or if you have friends or family members who have not yet come back to church, you need to hear us saying, we get it. We completely understand. We do. Some of our members are limited in their engagements due to job requirements. Some of our members have still not returned because they have deep concerns about their health and because they care for people who are vulnerable. But I would like to speak as gently and as kindly and as directly as I can to others. Because there are others who have just gotten out of the habit. 5 o'clock p.m. on a Sunday night is not convenient. I get it. I would rather meet on Sunday mornings and have Carolee donuts and a cup of coffee. I would. I get it. But as your pastor, I'm here to say that it's time for us to run the race with endurance that is set before us. It is time for us to grow. It's time for us to walk by faith, to re-enter life, to accept risks. In the first century, Christians didn't run from the plague as other citizens did in the Roman Empire, but first century Christians stayed in decimated towns, ministering to the sick, both Christian and non-Christian, because they saw it as their responsibility to risk, and they knew where their eternity lies. Now, I'm not here to argue with anybody. I'm not here to debate with anybody. Like I said earlier, I get it. But I am here to poke just a little bit on those that might be timid and hesitant in returning, and yet you've traveled, and yet you've been to Walmart, and yet you've been in other places. This is a place that we are called to be the church together. it's time to re-enter life. And when we move into our new facility, it would be time to come home. To serve, to be involved, and if necessary, to lay down our lives so that other people might know and see an example of Jesus. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses." The context of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 is this, Hebrews 11. If you read through Hebrews 11, it says, "By faith, Noah built an ark. By faith, Abraham moved. By faith, Sarah believed. By faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith." And it chronicles all of the Old Testament saints who by faith trusted God in spite of persecution, in spite of threat to health, in spite of death, in spite of all of the forces of evil that were arrayed against them. By faith, they continued to walk with God. In Hebrews 12, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses." What the writer of Hebrews is trying to communicate is that we are no different than they are. And so, therefore, let us demonstrate our faith in our time by following Jesus with courage and following Jesus with humility. I would be remiss as a spiritual leader if I didn't urge us as followers of Jesus to look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who did not consider equality with God as something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking upon himself the form of a servant, and becoming obedient even unto death, death on a cross. He is our example, and he is our role model, and he is our Savior. So 2021, these are exciting opportunities for our church. These are amazing days for our church. But more than ever, these are days that we get to be the church. New days, new ways, with a faithful gaze to King Jesus.
We're so glad you found this message today. You can find more resources, including previous podcasts, at northstarfamily.org. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to see you next time at North Star Church.